Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing, and today I'm joined by Elena Terentyeva, content strategist, SEM Rush. I'm very proud of that pronunciation. Did I get it right, Elena?
Absolutely. Hi, Andy. And yeah, that was correct.
So today's today's hack. It's a mind hack, creativity without inspiration. But before we get into that, tell everyone a little bit about yourself, Elena.
Well, I grew up in Russia and Russian myself. And well, I was always fascinated by words. Like since I was a kid, I was really into reading. And once I was even locked in a library because everyone thought that the library is empty. And actually I was sitting there reading. And when the adults came, it was like, oh, what happened? Really? Should I go home? Okay. So obviously I became a journalist. And so I was working as a journalist for newspapers. I was working as a journalist, broadcast journalist, actually. And so after that, I went to public relations. And so, yeah, for five last years, I was a public relations manager for IT and financial companies.
Now, I don't know about our listeners, but I'm rubbish at writing because I get writer's block. And I know this is obviously something you're very good at and we're going to be talking about this. But when we're trying to do content and we're writing, a lot of us get writer's block like I do. So I just sit there with a big blank sheet of paper and I think, what was it I was writing about? But you've got some quite nice mind hacks, haven't you, for sort of like kickstarting creativity. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Because, you know, when you have to write, and you have to write a lot, so you really can allow yourself to sit with blank sheet of paper, like, you know, with chapter one, and it's like waiting for, oh, can you please, my muse, come? Like, I need some inspiration or something like this. You just can't allow yourself to do this because, like, you have to, or work have to be done. And so, yeah, it's just like, obviously, sooner or later, you'll come up with some hacks that will help you to come up with some ideas.
So can we kind of split them out? Because I was just wondering, you've probably got some fairly generic creativity hacks, which we could talk about first if you want. But I was specifically interested in writing and getting over writer's blocks. I mean, what are some good ways to spark creativity?
You just have to think, you know, it's just like you don't allow yourself stop because this is not really the way to sit and wait when a brilliant idea just sit and wait when brilliant idea will pop up in your mind. So you really have to make the process go. And for that, just have to follow. And for that, one of the most effective things to do is to create a mind maps for that.
Yeah.
Because it's not an idea itself. It's just like the chain reaction after that will come and probably will lead you to some idea. And so with the creativity techniques, it's actually, because it's easy to create a mind map, you know, we all can. And just take a pencil and start to write some associations and everything. But there is some hacks how you can compose all these mind maps, and it will help you to come up with something solid, not just some piece of rubbish, like, you know, with some synonyms and everything. And then you look at this and you think like, okay, I'm still messed up.
So some of us might not have heard of mind maps. I mean, I discovered mind maps quite a few years ago because I've always been into brain hacking and stuff. Being so unintelligent, I thought I've got to find ways to make myself more intelligent. But tell us a little bit about basically how mind maps work, and then tell us about these specific hacks that you've discovered or invented.
Oh, sure. I would love to. But, you know, like before that, I want to really point, and this is really, actually, this is really important. Like, what is idea itself? Mm. So idea, obviously, it's a cornerstone of all our creative efforts, like to generate the idea, come up with idea. But if we try to reduce idea itself to components, we will get three main parts. I think that every idea is combined from, let's say, form, a drama, and benefit. So generating ideas, we are looking for, like, you know, perfect combination of these three parts. And so after that, when you will work with your mind maps, you can create a separate mind maps for each, like, for your form, for drama, and for, like, think after that, think about benefit.
Okay. So just take us through then the essence of a mind map, because it normally starts with a central idea, doesn't it, that you draw in the middle, and then you're supposed to draw, I think, straight lines, are you? I think a traditional mind map has straight lines, doesn't it? But a lot of people, they make them into bubbles and things. How do you do it?
Always start with a mind map. Just, you get your starting point, the topic you want to write about, and you want to create some additional idea for. And so you put it in the middle, you can put it in a bubble or whatever. And so after that, you just start draw some lines and generate some new words, new ideas, which will lead you to the final result. So how I'm doing this? There's three ways that I use. So first of all, I get with a starting topic, and I try to decompose it. For example, if I need to talk, easy example, we need to write an article about keyword research. So obviously, like, decomposing the keyword research, we will get some tools or other direction we can go to, like volume, a CPC, a trend, so like all attributions or keyword attributions. And so decomposing this topic, like, all of a sudden you have a lot of things to write about. So second, it's all about adjectives. I love adjectives.
Yeah.
And I think it's really, really good for e-commerce, especially because when you have to write a lot of product descriptions, for example, or you have to write a series of article about the same product, yeah, adjectives is one of the best way to generate ideas. Like, for example, olive oil. Think about adjectives. So it's Mediterranean. It's fresh, it's healthy, it's expensive. And all of a sudden, we already have four topic ideas, and it's about olive oil, but with a whole different approach. Like Mediterranean, we can talk about some recipes, we can talk about some history, and so we can probably choose proper call to action for this kind of article. So when we're talking about olive oil, about something expensive, like you can put some luxury attributes there, and you can talk about olive oil as something really special, that something that will bring some, I don't know, expansiveness in your life or something like this. And so this is a whole different approach, and we came to it really easy just with collecting some adjectives. And the third one is actually, like, I think it's the most difficult one, but it's really, I think, one of the most effective. It's just like you try to find another object with the same properties as your starting point.
Yeah.
Like, for I'll give you an example. Last year, we made an article about keyword research. So we were writing about the keyword research for a while, and we thought, like, okay, what can be a different approach of writing about this topic once again? And so we thought, okay, let's try to find some different object which can be kind of related to keyword research properties and have the same, like, attributes. And so we made an infographic about the road trip of a biker, Tony, who is trying to achieve a SERP city. And for that, he's using keywords as a science, like on the road.
Yeah.
And so how we came up to that is, like, okay, keyword research, traffic, road trip. So it's really easy, but it leads to a really, really good idea. And when you think after that, when you get the idea of the road trip, it all of a sudden you can create the new universe there. With a bike, Tony, you have a, like, your hero, you have a, so SERP all of a sudden like transformed to the whole city, and like some bright and dream city you have to achieve. So it worked really, really great, I think. And So it transformed a really simple idea into something absolutely new.
Yeah, I've always loved mind maps, and I know that you can extend that sort of technique of the the sort of form drama benefit over to storytelling as well, can't you, Elena?
Oh yeah, it's actually one of my favorite part, because a lot of companies and a lot of marketers and obviously a lot of copywriters, they love concept of storytelling, because when you have a hero in front of you, you a person, you can like you feel his pain, you know, his problem, and so it gets it's easy to touch the heart of a reader, and so that's why a lot of people love storytelling concept. So it's actually it's pretty much connected to the mind map creation.
Yeah.
So just the difference here is that you need to develop your hero of your story, first of all. So, for example, like if we're going to talk about Mexican cuisine, so who can be our hero here? It's like, obviously, it's a Mexican guy, a cook. And so after that, so we'll put them in the center of our mind map.
Yeah.
And so after that, we will create, once again, we'll create a mind map. But this time, it's not going to be about the association. It's not going to be about comparison or something like this. It's going to be about action. So what a Mexican cook can do in the kitchen, like, for example, he can drink tequila. Or obviously he can cook, obviously, well, he can probably communicate with someone. So, and after that, you go further in your mind map. So what he can cook, like, for example, quesadilla or probably drugs, who can he communicate with? Like, for example, his wife or probably his son. And so we can go further after that. And so this is how we can create a drama, because drama, it's always about action. It's always about connection with other people. And so if we go to the branch of, okay, he's in kitchen cooking and drinking tequila, so we can write a story about like Mexican cuisine is like it's just for tough guys, and so they spend time on the kitchen, it's hot there, and so it can be a funny story about how tough and spicy a Mexican cuisine is. And so, for example, he communicates with his son on this kitchen, and so it can be a very nice moving story. Like, for example, what if we turn it upside down and it can be a diary of a son of Mexican cook? So it's like his son's memories about like good old days when his dad was in the kitchen cooking something, some pies, and one day he made a pie and they presented to the girl next door. And so it can be a really nice story. And for example, okay, what he's cooking there, our Mexican guy, for example, drugs, and obviously everyone saw Breaking Bad, so it can be something like a Breaking Bad story. And so we created just three branches, and it was really, really easy to come up with, but we've got three totally different concepts. And so you just have to pick the right branch, which actually fits your idea, fits your brand, your vision of a story. And so after that, you can just develop it and support it with a design, with if it's a video, with obviously with music and everything.
So it does sound very much like, I think I remember reading once about this notion of when you're trying to be creative, it's all about, first of all, trying to think as in a sort of outside of the box and a diverse way if possible. But then kind of like, as you said, sort of reining it in and trying to sort of turn it into sort of more concrete sort of concepts.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about thinking out of the box. And actually, here, I think it's really important for creators to have not a deep knowledge, but be interested in many, many things. Not just about, like, if you're a copywriter, you shouldn't be interested just in copywriter. Probably you have to get some design knowledge, some visual arts, just get some knowledge about the world in common. So next time when you going to generate your mind map, you won't think just about terms you use in your daily work and not just about this ROI and marketing terms, but think in general, in common, because world, it doesn't matter what you're writing actually about, like keyword research or like Mexican cuisine, it's always world is so big and you can combine things so differently. That this is the whole idea of creativity, to combine things that you think can live together.
Well, Elena, thank you so much for coming on. How can our listeners find out more about you?
They can follow me on social media. I have a Facebook account, a Google Plus, a Twitter, and I'm always there, always online. Instagram, a big part of my life. So if anyone wants to connect, I'll be glad.
How do they find you? Do they just search your surname?
It's obviously just one Elena Terentyeva in SEMrush. So if you Google Elena Terentyeva SEMrush, so you'll get me.
And let me see if I can get the spelling right. Is it Terentyeva?
That's correct.
Oh, I'm so clever. Well, thanks for coming on. And thanks to our listeners for listening. Show notes are on the same place as usual, sitevisibility.com/IMpodcast. We're on iTunes and Stitcher, and we encourage reviews, hopefully good ones. If you want to connect with me directly, I'm Dr. Pod, DocTorPod, on Twitter and LinkedIn. And if you want to contact us about the podcast, the email is podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk, and the telephone hotline, if you want to leave a question or a comment in audio form, is +44 1273 256 150. That's all from me, Andy, and it's all from Elena.
Thank you so much, Andy. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.